This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. ForbiddenDoctor.com is an accumulation of over 600 protocols and years of research that I put into establishing a base of understanding and research and sources of information you can go to learn the difference between living a drug-supported life and living a healthy Mother Nature-oriented life. And by drug-supported, I simply mean turning to drugs for every little problem that comes along, rather than giving the body what it needs to do the job, because it's perfectly capable of taking all of us into our 80s and later without a whole lot of problems if we take care of it. And with that in mind, what I wanted to talk about was the idea of what do you do with picky eaters, whether they're 5 and 6 or 50 and 60. Every family seems to have little picky eaters that, oh, that looks gross. Oh, what's that green stuff? Oh, I hate tomatoes. Oh, I hate broccoli. I'm not going to eat that. I've got some suggestions that might help trying to get past the pickiness that some people have. And I'm, you know, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek because I'm talking mostly adults, because the children are going to follow the parents. And so I have some ideas here that might help your children by the time they grow up and graduate from high school and move on to college or whatever else they do, can take some good habits with them to their families in the future. And I know myself, I'm basically the cook because I like cooking. My wife has a few really good dishes that she makes. She makes some of the best sloppy joe, a very healthy sloppy joe, mind you, that I've ever tasted. And around holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, she has a few dishes that she will make. But most of the rest of the time, because she works full time, she's just every bit involved with the Forbidden Doctor and JackStockwell.com as I am. But every now and then I'll come up with something. And because we're older, the only kids we have to feed are grandkids. But this is kind of the advice I give to patients who have started families and have a bunch of little tots around the house. And whenever you try to make something healthy, you think, well, no, we can't just have, you know, macaroni and cheese every night. We can't just have pizza every other night. And we can't just have spaghetti every, you know, 2 days. We want to start making some other things. So, every parent has experienced, you know, that kind of mealtime debacle many times over. I'm not going to eat that. That looks terrible. And, you know, your heart kind of sinks and your temperature raises a little or a lot. And after all the wasted time and effort and money, a lot of us just kind of throw in the towel and simply make the food we know the kids are going to eat, even if it's macaroni and cheese with hot dogs. You know, a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. But why bother with the healthy food if it's just going to be wasted, right? No, wrong. I have some suggestions here that I think may help you avoid the dreaded mealtime battles and enjoy some wonderful meals with happy eaters, because I've done it with my own family. And doing the nutritional counseling and the work that we do and testing out our ideas here and there, we found some tried and true practices that actually work. And so I enjoy preparing meals that are packed with the nutritious power that I want my grandchildren eating, that I wish, you know, 40, 50 years ago when I started my family, that I had been following these things back then. But I didn't know. I didn't understand this until I started getting deeper into nutritional research. So number one, here's the number one thing. You want to make a meal for the whole family. There's no such thing as kid food and adult food. Don't make your children's plates any different from your own plate based on what they like or what's familiar to them. I've eaten in far too many households where parents make various versions of dinner according to the kids' tastes. And catering in this way only encourages children to be limited in what they're willing to eat. And that's important because they learn to expect others to accommodate their pickiness rather than trying new things when they're fed kid meals instead of whole family meals. Now, what I'm talking about is when my kids or grandkids or whatever come over, I give the little kids the same salads and loaded healthy burritos that I would eat instead of separate servings of the ingredients that they like. Now, they can deconstruct it if they want. I mean, this gives them the option to eat some new things, and they're learning their meals are not going to be catered to what they want at the expense of something healthy. And so when you look at the kids' menus at restaurants, usually they have kid-friendly stuff that you can find anywhere, mac and cheese, corn dogs, chicken nuggets, French fries, and then they just add some canned fruit so you feel better about the meal. And the kids' meals will have a soda or some sugary juice, which makes it even harder to get the little kid, your little tyke, your grandchild, whatever, to drink healthy, pure water. And on the regular menu, you're going to find whole balanced meals filled with all the food groups, so why not let the kids order from that? Because there's so many options. And also the food on the regular menu is prepared by chefs using a variety of spices and flavors, whereas the items on the kids' menu are usually the same prepackaged, pre-processed foods you find in grocery stores, but they double the price. And I think maybe the only reason kids eat the same kid foods is because that's all we end up offering them. So let them color on the kids' menu, but don't let them order from it. And as an added bonus, it's much less expensive to split a regular meal among the kids than it is to order three different kids' meals. I think you understand what I mean by that. Don't be fooled by the $5 deals. They add up. You know, you start doing the math and you're splitting full-size meals, saves a lot of money and gives the kids much healthier choices. Then there's always something on the adult menu the kids will eat. Just order it for them and then split it on two or three different plates so that the portions are correct. Now, here's another thing I want to mention. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular here on the Good Day Health Show with Doug. And I'm talking about some suggestions that might help the picky eaters in the family. And as I started off saying, it doesn't matter. I don't care if they're 5 or 6 years old or 50 or 60 years old. The principle is still the same. We want to get healthier foods into these kids. Now, when you are doing this at home and you're going to be putting adult foods on the kids' plate, adult foods only in the sense that the kids have to stop looking for kids' meals. Because it's usually the same old sugar-laden, overly processed grain material that is hurting them nutritionally. So suggestion number three is you put everything on the plate. Now, I've done that for a long time. I don't change or leave out anything based on pickiness. And at potlucks or holiday dinners, every healthy dish goes on their plate. And if I make stir-fry with 7 different vegetables, I serve them all, even if my kids only like 1 or 2 of them. It's okay if they don't eat them all, but the more they see them and the more they watch their parents enjoy them, they're more than, you know, encouraged to give those yucky peas another try. And don't force them to eat anything they don't like. That's not necessary. I remember as a kid growing up in Southern Maryland, both my parents were government workers, and Mom had a hard time preparing good meals because she didn't even get home till 5 or later. So a lot of things were thrown together really quickly. But the rule then is you can't get down from the table until you clean your plate. That's force, and that's not going to work. And I'm 72, and I resent that to this day. Don't force them to eat food they don't like. That's not necessary. Even if you're putting something on their plate you know they're going to be picky about, put it there anyway and let them watch you eat it and be happy about it. even if they push it to the side. I have a grandchild around, I think she was around 4 or 5, just hated tomatoes. Just if the tomato was on the plate, she'd push the plate away. And then all of a sudden, one day, Grandpa, where's my tomatoes? And she eats them like crazy. I don't think that would have happened if I stopped giving her tomatoes with every meal. And you never know. Sometimes it's just the dish itself rather than a particular food or a particular vegetable. So you want to serve the ingredients in different ways and see what happens. I mean, zucchini that's made into noodles with one of those spiralizer type things and served with pasta sauce or clam linguine suddenly might taste better than just sliced linguine alone. And it doesn't take that much longer to make it. Which brings up another element for picky eaters, which is flavor. Now, this is just as important for adults as it is for kids, because food that's grown on mineral and microbial-rich soil has much more flavor than the food that is grown on depleted soil. So you want to source your food from organic farms and ranches as much as possible. There is a particular restaurant in the Salt Lake City area that my wife and I, well, we're probably in there about once a month. I mean, it's been enough times now. They recognize us when we come in there. And I can tell it's an upscale restaurant only in the sense of their food sources. And they're not cheap. You know, you see those dollar signs when you scan different restaurants, and whether it's $1, $2, $3, or $4 signs, you know what you're going to be spending when you get there. It's a $3 sign. And so it's not the cheapest stuff, but when I taste that food, I know they got the food from the right place, as opposed to some other restaurant that looks really good in the presentation on the plate when they put it there in front of you, but it's tasteless, except for the sauce that they put on there. You can't taste the tomato. You can't taste the pork or something else because it was a commercial source. And, I can always tell that difference. However, We do let the kids know that there's other options for dinner, and I will get into that here in a few minutes because we're going to be coming up to a break. And when we get back, it's really important that you stick to the rules that you're making up for yourself. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Point number four, don't stress over missed meals. Children aren't going to let themselves starve. they really won't. And you can't force them to eat, so don't try. I mean, you only anger yourself trying to control the uncontrollable. And if my kids aren't hungry, if my grandkids aren't hungry, yeah, that's okay. If they say they're full of after three bites, fine. They know their bodies, and getting them to eat based on arbitrary rules such as 10 bites or you can't get down from the table, eat four more bites of this, that doesn't work. They know their bodies. They have a deeper sense of hunger inside of them, or sense of hunger, I think, than we sometimes do. Because the older we get, the more sugar-oriented our foods become, and sugar's in everything, the more we're trying to satisfy that sugar craving. And I think you know what I mean. Whether it's a sugar-laced cereal, or sugar-based snacks at work, or sugar-based snacks around the house, or sugary sauces on food at dinner, usually adults are looking to solve that, or to satisfy that sugar craving. Kids have a greater sense of this because their sense of taste, and an awful lot to do with a very important gland called the hypothalamus, is still young and active and healthy. So these kids know their bites, or their bodies, so we don't do any of this 10-bite stuff. And then we excuse them only after they've eaten enough off their plate to develop the habit that we're looking for them to do. We don't want emotional eating, and we don't want them following social rules rather than listening to their body's cravings. Because if they will just follow the craving of their body, they will only eat until the satiety has been reached. And as they listen to their own cravings, they will unconsciously be driven to maybe eat a pea or two, or maybe a piece of broccoli, even though something, they got this habitual, oh, that's yucky stuff. Always have it present on their plate, and you eat it in front of them. Now, we do let them know that There aren't any. There are no other options for dinner. I mean, no making something else to eat. Well, she's just not going to eat anything. Well, then she must not be hungry enough, because we don't want them snacking on junk food an hour later, and we're not going to go make them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to make up for a little bit of some beef and some sweet potato and some green thing. And even if they aren't hungry, they still come to the table for family time. And you know what happens? They usually end up eating. And if they don't eat much, they can eat dinner later. I mean, why not? If you're hungry after dinner, do you say to yourself, kitchen's closed, I'm going to have to wait until tomorrow morning before I eat anything else? No, of course not. Now, I just leave their food out. I just leave it out there. When they ask to be excused, they say, I'm full, I don't want to eat anymore, fine. Because a lot of times they'll come back in peace. I can offer their dinner, but nothing else. Now, I'm not dictating when and how much they eat. And I'm not teaching them that skipping dinner doesn't mean filling up on junk foods later on that night. But knowing this, and more often than not, they simply eat when the food is hot. And consistency is the word here, that you consistently present the same thing, all not the same foods, but the same timing as best you can, and the same kind of warmth of the food or whatever else, that they know what to expect. Now, we're going to be coming up to a break again, and when we get back, what are you going to do if there's just certain foods they don't like and absolutely would starve themselves to death rather than eat it? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctors.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden serenaded with chants of four more years multiple times yesterday as he addressed a partisan audience of Democratic officials and activists that were gathered at a major party meeting. That trip to Philadelphia coming hours after the Labor Department's monthly jobless report showed the unemployment level dropping to its lowest level in more than half a century.
Add that all up, it means we've created 12 million jobs since I took office.
More than 16 million people in the Northeast under wind chill warnings as an Arctic blast is sweeping over the region with wind chill temperatures feeling like 35 below. Today is World Cancer Day. In the USA, deaths from cancer have dropped 33% since 1991. Still, 10 million people worldwide lost their lives to cancer in 2020. Corey Myers, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Okay, welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I was just telling you about, you know, if they leave their, if they, no, I'm full, I just don't, fine, okay. But they have to know they're not going to be snacking on popcorn or whole grain protein bars, which is terribly unhealthy, mind you. Or ice cream or something else later on. This is the food that you're being served. If you don't, if you're full, fine. You can get down from the table. But that's going to sit here in case you decide you want something more later. Now, it's fine. And the thing is, you, if they even choose to meet or to miss a meal or maybe few meals in a row, hang in there. You're not starving your kids by offering them a plethora of healthy foods. But you will starve them nutritionally if you always revert to the unhealthy foods just to make them happy, fill their bellies, and let them run off from the table thereafter. So you need to stay the course. Now, what happens if they just don't like certain foods? There's foods I don't like, and I choose not to eat them. Why would my grandchildren be any different? If they say they hate peppers, it's okay. But I also explain that they may like peppers someday, so I just keep putting them on the plate just in case. I don't put a full adult portion, of course, but I put a little bit of everything that the adults are eating. Now, we do have a rule that they have to try everything once before they say they don't like it. And you don't have to be harsh about this. I mean, you just explain they can't know if they don't like something before they ever try it. And so when we try something new and they like it, we make a big deal about it. So that our kids also get excited about this little thought in the back of their head. There's nothing wrong with trying something new, with liking new foods. And if you have really little ones, you know, there are shows out there. There's TV shows for oriented toward kids that you can, you know, check them out ahead of time. Or reading books about trying new foods. It sometimes has been a big help. For example, it's, you know, you just think of the surprising conclusion to Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. I mean, after all this fussing, the man finally realizes he does like it and he tries it. And when you remind the children of stories like that, surprisingly, what will come out of their mouth. Oh, I like that too. Now, that may sound a little odd, but I'm going to ask you to trust me because that actually works. So where do you begin? Where, if you're trying to start to introduce new things to the kids, where in the world do you start with this? Well, the first question that anyone starting their path to healthy eating has to answer includes themselves. When I you know, once or twice a month, some mother's going to ask me about her kids and about feeding them and orient them in a way that they know that what they're feeding them isn't the best thing. The kids are getting a little pudgy. Or something's going on that they're not happy about. You have to include yourself. Learning how to eat healthy can be intimidating. I understand that, especially when you're just beginning. I grew up as the oldest of three boys, and you know, the three of us with both parents working, you know, they were more focused on trying to provide enough food for us when they got home from work late, rather than the nutritional quality of the food. And this means that we ate a lot of food that was easy to prepare in large quantities, which means plenty of carbs, plenty of processed foods, plenty of snacks, plenty of sugary cereals. And so when I finally grew up and moved out of that situation, now I could go to college, and then, of course, I'm eating at the college cafeteria, which might be a little bit better variety of food, but not a whole lot better health-wise. Eventually, I got married, started to have children. And I had to start making some healthier choices. And I gradually worked up to spending more time in the produce department, the meat department at the grocery store. Because I didn't start seeing or studying nutrition until after I had about two or three children. And so it was my desire to have better nutrition for my children after two or three kids. And it amazed me how far I had come at that point, but how far I had to go. So the first thing I want to suggest is you've got to prioritize. You have to decide where you want to start. Is your goal to add more vegetables in the diet? Is it to cut down on sodas? Eating healthy involves an exchange of healthy for the not so healthy, obviously. So you talk to your family about where the best place to start is. Get their suggestions. They probably have been eating in other their friends' houses or whatever else. They're going to have some things in mind. And so cooperation from everybody in the family and investment from everyone to try new things will make the process much more enjoyable and keep it from stopping before it ever gets started. And then the next one, this is the one thing I suggest almost in any facet of our life, start slowly. Don't try to change everything at once, because good eating is going to become a habit, and habit takes time to learn it and to unlearn the bad habits. And this is especially true if you're trying to make decisions for yourself and for younger ones. Change is easier to swallow in small doses, especially for children. And you may not be able to just jump straight from processed lunch meat into grass-fed beef because of time constraints or, you know, or limited budget. But even just cooking chicken instead of buying chicken nuggets is a huge step. Another consideration is the budget. I mean, to help rebalance the budget to include healthy foods, you may need to stop eating out as much as you do. And you may need to start cutting down on some of the processed snacks and treats. I mean, it amazes me how much of my food budget, when I started looking at this a few decades ago, went towards fast foods and snacks, which aren't all that healthy or filling. I mean, cutting out frozen meals by cooking and preparing fresh produce and meats actually can end up saving money because you don't eat as much and the food goes further. When it's full of flavor, when it's full of nutrition, your body seems to reach that satisfaction point faster. You're going to have you're going to have to be doing some research. And you might already have a basic knowledge of, you know, what's healthy and what's not, especially if you've been listening to my show long enough. But once you start making changes, research is the next step. And learning what's actually healthy versus what common conception of healthy is can be very eye-opening and dramatically change what you choose to consume. One of the best places you can go to is WestonAPrice.org, just like it sounds. W-E-S-T-O-N-A Price, P-R-I-C-E, WestonAPrice.org. And start, this is probably one of the best places to research the kinds of things that I'm talking about. And following their meal plans, I guarantee you will change the health quotient of your family. Another suggestion is just to plan weekly shopping. One of the first lessons I learned when I started moving my family towards more fruit, more vegetables, healthier meats, is the concept of shelf life. Because unlike processed foods, whole, raw, fresh foods have a much shorter health life or shelf life for a good reason. The most important parts of the foods that Mother Nature makes for us to eat will spoil the fastest. Whether it's grain, whether it's dairy, whether it's meats, whether it's vegetables, fruits, the healthiest part of that food will spoil the quickest. Which is why the food processing plants remove the healthiest portion of that food from the food in order to give it greater shelf life on the shelves in the grocery stores. So we, you know, it just simply means that when you start getting raw, whole, fresh foods, you're going to have to cook them or eat them or can them or freeze them right away, usually within the first week that you get them. And so that changed the biweekly or the monthly shopping trips into weekly excursions. Now, that's a big adjustment. I know that, but enjoying the fresh, tasty produce is worth the effort. And then the last stop, or the last point, is just get started. And this is probably the most important tip of all, because everyone gets overwhelmed when it comes to changing their lifestyle. You know, I hate change. Look up in any dictionary people who hate change, and you'll see my picture there. But you have to figure out the answers to some of the nagging questions first. Where do I start? Do I know enough ahead of time? Do I know enough to even start now? How do I take that first step and begin? Well, you just start now. Maybe even after listening to this, eat a healthy snack. Take a trip to the grocery store. Drink a glass of water instead of soda. I mean, the benefits of healthy eating are worth the changes you're going to make. Journey to healthy eating is ever evolving. I'm 72, and I'm still making better choices all the time as I implement new foods, go to stores that I know have a bigger organic section. Welcome aboard. Stay a while here with me. I'm sure you are going to start eating healthier food. You'll begin to enjoy your life even more. You'll have better energy. Your brain will work better. You'll have this get up and go that you didn't have before. Some more vim and vigor start showing up in your bloodstream. And I can't say enough about WestonAPrice.org. And they have Nourishing Traditions, I think, is their big, big cookbook, Nourishing Traditions. And it's not just a cookbook. It's a book on healthy eating. Great research is included. And it's the kind of eating that our grandparents and great-grandparents ate when there was no heart disease, when cancer was hardly ever seen, when there was no diabetes to speak of, except in rare cases, and arthritis was almost unheard of. Now, what's brought those four things into our lives today? Massive malnutrition on the one hand, and the toxicities on the other hand, of the things that's put into food to try to give them shelf life compared to nutritional constructs 100 years ago, they would hardly qualify for food anyway. But that's the job of the big, big of food industries, you know, Kraft and General Mills and Kellogg's and Nestle's. Nestle's, I think, is out of Germany. I may be wrong about that, but it's a European company. It's the largest food company in the world. And every now and then you see Nestle's buying up another smaller outfit here and there. And it's, you know, what does Nestle's have to offer? Shelf life. And any time you've got shelf life or you've got extended, you know, you'll read on the package or the label or something, expiration date. The further out that expiration date is, I guarantee you, the less healthy that food is. But we don't think about that. And it's okay because you have to find a place to just start. And what I'm talking about may be overwhelming here. I mean, everybody gets overwhelmed, as I said earlier, when it comes to changing your lifestyle. But the health, not just of your children and grandchildren, but their children, depends upon what they're eating now. So take this for what it's worth. Play with it a little bit. Now, after the coming break, I'll be back with Doug Steffen again and to talk about what he's got on his mind or maybe continue these ideas. We always have a good time when we get together. You can hear all of the Good Day Show podcast with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me, and we'll just finish out this show today.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Cappell, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with my friend, my mentor in many ways when it comes to what I know about my body, my health, and what I pass along to you and your health. I get from the likes of Jack Stockwell. I almost said the loins. I'm glad I didn't say that, but And Jack and his wife Mary are responsible for all kinds of the fight against truth decay when it comes to medicine and what you know about your body from Jack's research and his perspective. So I have come across something that I put your I always when I'm doing taking my notes and I'm writing things down and things I want to talk about, I put people's names. So you'll be happy to know your name is on four different things this week. You've hit the jackpot, the hit parade. First one has to do with meditation. And how the reason I brought you in on this is because there is a suggestion in the Journal of General Psychiatry that meditation alters your gut microbes. So as you are a GAPS practitioner and a NUCA chiropractor, but mostly the focus here with you and Mary especially is on the GAPS practice, what happens in the gut is going to indicate what happens to the rest of your body. So what do you think about meditation?
Well, almost anything that we eat, drink, breathe, get skin contact with anything else is going to affect the microbiome. And meditation, one of the primary effects of meditation is to decrease cortisol levels. Cortisol, when you get anxious and afraid or scared or you got to run or whatever else, or you just can't get out of that immediate moment where your nerves are just going crazy, cortisol levels raise in order to calm those things down, and that suppresses the immune system. And 85 to 86% of our immune system is found in the gut. And when there is this constant disturbance between cortisol levels and the ability for you to just relax, as meditation, regular forms of meditation on a regular basis, helps to suppress that kind of anxiety, that kind of worrisome notion in the body that raises the cortisol, that suppresses the immune, that allows an imbalance in the gut to take place among the many members of the microbiome. So I haven't read any research on it. This is the first time I've heard that, but it makes perfect sense.
Stick with me, Jack. You'll learn a lot.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about regular use of vitamin D. This is some melanoma researchers have looked at the impact of vitamin D on cancer, most specifically in this circumstance, skin cancer. Vitamin D comes from the sun, so is there a confusion that comes out of this? That is, when you are exposed too much to the sun, you get skin cancer, but regular use of vitamin D, according to these people in this research paper, is linked to fewer melanoma cases. So how would that be? How do you sort of twist that one?
Well, that breaks down on various different kinds of population studies. There's, I remember reading somewhere, there's like 2.5 to 3 billion people on the planet right now who are in 8 to 12 hours of sunshine every single day who do not get any skin cancer. And if you look at their diets,
I'm one of those people, by the way. I'm one of those.
That's
people.
Right. And you'll just look to their diets and you'll find out. Now, the relationship of vitamin D to skin cancer is very relative to those whose diets do not support a good immune response. But the one thing when they're always talking about vitamin D, they never seem to ever mention is the number one job of vitamin D is to absorb calcium in the gut. Your body will not absorb calcium, no matter how much you take, no matter how long you take it, in the form of milk or cheese or some certain vegetables or whatever else. It's not going to get in the system unless you have vitamin D present at a certain level. Why is that important? Because calcium is what empowers the immune system to get the job done. Your immune system will go flat without sufficient levels of calcium. You can't absorb calcium without vitamin D.
So it's in either, it's okay, I got it.
It's as simple as that.
Two and two is four. The Center for Disease Confusion says only about half of us are meeting our physical activity guidelines. When you see people at your clinic in Salt Lake, do you talk to them about their physical activity? Can you tell by looking at them that they need more?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, you can see by the color in their face. You can see by the energy they represent in the clinic whether or not they've got good cardio response as a result of exercising the heart. And it doesn't take anything more than just get up and walk for a bit.
Keep moving. All right, there's the word from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Jack comes to us from his clinic along with his wife Mary. They practice in Salt Lake City. Check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.